Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
What an amazing show as we continue to unlock the heroes. We just had Laura Langmire, millionaire maker. Yeah, that's right. You can reach her at asklaurel.com. And later on, we're going to have Travis Watts, VP of Investor Relations with Direct Source Wealth. Make sure you go to directsourcewealth.com/hero. And by the way, we continue, believe it or not, continue to get feedback from having the co-founder of Barnana on. So make sure you go to alliances.com, the only place where entrepreneurs align. Our next hero is a huge fan of our past guest, Laurel. And like her, champions the ideal of creating wealth by changing the conversation. We have Adam Kipnis, who could be reached at the1495group.com. Or, of course, we'll have it on our website at alliances.com. Now, Adam, your company is the 1495 Group. Why did you name it that?
Well, thanks, David, for having me here. I really appreciate the opportunity. And I'm going to talk fast because we only have 10 minutes, and it's a little bit of a story. A friend of mine did a Facebook Live. She was hosting a three-day event in London. Sharon Lecter, who is an author, very well known, was the keynote speaker, and she went on Facebook Live and she said, come to my event, it's $14.95, it's a three-day event, Sharon will be there. A person said, that sounds amazing, I want to be at your event. And my friend said, all right, I'll come over and I'll tell you more about it. So she goes to her house, tells her about Sharon, tells her about the 3 days, tells her about the Ritz, which is the hotel it was being hosted at, one of the nicest hotels in the world. And this lady says, I am coming to your event. And she goes to a person, she grabs $15, and she said, you said $14.95, right? Here's $15, keep the change. Now, for $14.95, you don't get food at McDonald's, let alone the Ritz, with Sharon and everybody else. So if you, that decimal point is critical. And so if you know where to put the decimal point, it can change the conversation about your business, about your accounting, about your marketing, about your financing. And I wanted to always have that be top of mind for all of my clients and all of my prospects. So I named the company 1495 Group. So you always think about where your decimal point is.
That, you know what? And that makes sense because, in fact, you're the author of 1495. It's all about the decimal. In fact, you help your clients make more money through marketing. What does that mean? How do you do that?
Well, it starts with the unfortunate thing about marketing is people spend money on marketing and they hope that it brings clients in. It hopes that it brings money back in. And I like to change that conversation. I call that marketing backwards. Don't spend money in order to hopefully make money. Let's bring money in through different channels by having better messaging, by using joint ventures and partnerships with people rather than spending money on flyers and newspaper ads and things. There are 8 different ways. And in one of my books called Make More Money in Your Business, it's got 8 techniques of how to make money without spending a dime on advertising. And there are so many ways to do it. So don't spend money on advertising. Have your advertising make you money.
Adam, is this true and is this possible that you can literally show any business owner in less than 45 minutes how to triple their current number of leads, double their sales, and increase their annual revenue by $30,000 to $50,000 or more without spending a cent on marketing or advertising?
Yes.
How in the world is that possible? Can you tell me one or two, tell our listeners one or two secrets of just how is that possible?
When I do it, I walk my people through 4 to 5 different strategies that you can use. But the 2 biggest ones, one is stop asking for referrals. People ask for referrals and hope their business grows. Don't ask for referrals. Turn that into a joint venture so that person who is making that introduction to you has a stake in it. And that could be sharing revenue with that person. That could be a discount on services for the person that's introduced to you. That could be a gift card or a donation to charity. But make it a win for all 3 sides, a win-win-win, and joint ventures do that because the introducer and you as the introducee and the client all make money. And that's one thing people don't do. And if you change that in your business, and for most businesses, you get 1 introduction per month for 12 months. And if you make 1,000 per client, that's $12,000 right there just by changing one technique. A second thing is purely in the area of messaging. If you look at anybody's website or anybody's business card, there's a phone number, there's an email address, and there's probably a free consultation. A free consultation is a sales pitch and nothing more, and everybody knows it. So why make your offer first? How about you make your offer last? So I walk my clients through a four-step process. First, we need to interrupt the person to get their attention. Then we need to engage them, tell them that we have something that will solve their problem. Third, we can educate them on what that is. And then when you make an offer, the person is much more open to receive it. But too many people go to networking events and they lead with, call me so I can sell you something. So we turn that around.
Absolutely remarkable, remarkable advice. And you're listening to me, David Kogan, host of the Alliances Hero Show. Make sure you go to alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. It is the only place where entrepreneurs align. In fact, you may have the opportunity to meet Adam in person at one of our many experiences, including our roundtables that take place each week where you meet remarkable people, including people like Adam. And Adam, you've been part of Alliances. You've been to our roundtable, our grand tables, our private game suites, and so much more. Talk to us about that experience, having been part of it.
Alliances has been an amazing opportunity for me. One of the people, right? It's a different group of people than you're going to find at any other community, other type of networking event. And I just use a little air quotes there on networking event because that's not what it is. And it's a community of people that are there to help and support each other. And when you go to, whether it's the experiences or the weekly roundtable or the grand table that we were at last month that I invited Laurel to, it's a different conversation happening because it's not about, here, take my business card and let me see how we can do business together. It's how can we support each other, and I can introduce you to this person in the community or this person in the community. Or when you're in a small group, we had the opportunity, Glue, David, and I all went to a Mercury game, and we went to an arena football game. And those experiences take business to the next level because now we know to do things together. It's not a sales pitch where you have 5 minutes at a networking event.
Now, this is great. I just love this. Four of your clients, you've grown from under 100,000 to over 1 million under your guidance. What is this thing? And we hear about it. I've been hearing about it on the internet and that, called a marketing funnel. And why is it important to businesses?
Yes, a marketing funnel is a critical process that most people don't have in their business. They have a product and they lead with their product. But people, no matter what they're doing, what they're going to buy, go through a journey. Even if it's a cup of coffee at Starbucks or at pizza or wherever you get your coffee, is you get up and you're like, I got a long day. I'm feeling a little tired. I need a cup of coffee. Great. That's a benefit. I want to go to Starbucks. I know it'll taste good. Great. Another benefit. And so you get these benefits in your head. And then you think, it's going to cost me $4.25 to go to Starbucks. I'm going to have to wait in line. There's going to be pushy people who are going to elbow me out of the way. Those take away. So now you've got benefits and you've got objections. Some of those people are going to be buyers. Some percentage are now buyers. And so they go to Starbucks and they buy their cup of coffee. But that's, some of those people aren't because they're not ready to buy yet. So having a marketing funnel is what you bring people into so they get to know you. And you walk them through the journey of the buying process. So when they are ready to purchase your large item, you've already walked them through, so it's a no-brainer to do so. So whether it's a free report and then a video series and then a online course and then a coaching package, if it's coming through someone like me, that's how I would do it. If it's a coffee shop, it's maybe they get a coupon for get half price off their first cup of coffee, and then they come in and maybe they get a donut and maybe they get something else. So having multiple steps to get to your end product is critical, and that's all about how the funnel works and why you can go from under six figures to over seven figures in under 3 years without spending money on advertising, which one of my clients did.
I mean, this is amazing. And they don't teach this in school. That's why you've got to contact Adam Kipnis. the founder of 1495. You can reach him at the1495group.com. Adam, you help your clients triple their earnings and build relationships to create lasting success. That's a hero. Adam Kipnis, the 1495 Group. And that you can reach him again, the1495group.com. And we return Travis Watts, VP of Investor Relations with Direct Source Wealth. Go to directsourcewealth.com/hero.